This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Yesterday, I came into the clinic only to be met by an angry patient standing beside the elevator waiting for me to arrive. Before I could take him into a room, he reported that his 16-year-old daughter had emailed her boyfriend a naked picture of her breasts. Somehow, the picture then made its way to her boyfriend's best friend's cell phone, and from there, well, it went onward to what the man described as the entire 11th grade. Now, the girl would not come out of her bedroom. The parent wanted the boyfriend arrested for distributing child pornography, in other words, for what is now called sexting. I wasn't sure if the parent realized that if he did call the police, there was a chance the 17-year-old boy could be placed in jail and registered as a sex offender, which would wreck his life, all for what he considered was a silly joke. I urged the man to hold off. What role did his daughter play in all of this, I asked. The parent assured me that she had no idea that the image would go viral and that everyone in her school would soon be familiar with her anatomy. A Harris poll reports that last year 1 in 5 teens sent a sexually explicit picture over a cell phone. And sending sexually explicit photos aren't the only malignant use. A Pew poll reports that 1/3 of teens reported receiving threatening or hostile messages by text message. Recently in Florida and in Massachusetts, young women committed suicide as a result of cyberbullying. In each of these examples, and there are many more, teens have demonstrated poor judgment. This trait is, after all, a part of being a teen. As neuroscientists point out, the key brain centers that control emotions and judgment don't fully develop in a person until they reach their mid-20s. No question that parents and teachers need to do some major education around cell phones with cameras and social networks like Facebook, all around bullying, being sexually provocative, and failing to respect privacy. Are the internet and cell phone technology bad things? Well, they can be, but these tools have also connected us in novel ways. Let me give you an example of a cell phone in medicine where there was a large benefit. Yesterday in my practice, a patient called me on the phone to ask me about a sore on her eyelid. I asked her a few questions, which she couldn't really answer clearly. Then she had an idea. She offered to send me a picture taken by her son of the sore on the eye. It was then easy for me to diagnose the problem. Like all technology, much of its value is in how we use the tool. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.